Listen, I'm not an expert on this. And truthfully, I'm not 100% sure how it works. I just know it's retarded. Okay? How do you spell retards? R-E-T-A-R-D-S? Is that retards? Yeah, right? Retards. It just looks funny. It just looks amusing. All right, so listen. What's with this Pokemon stuff? Okay? I wasn't going to talk about it because everybody's talking about it, but what's with this Pokemon stuff? And the only reason I'm talking about it is because I just got a news post. Like, I get all these news services, so I'm constantly getting hit with stories. Now, I wish I had a huge staff. I wish I had printers. I wish I had things where I was getting fed every minute different stories as they came in. And then I could take 15-minute breaks so you could listen to commercials about cars for kids or buying gold. William Devane. I'm William Devane. You want to know what is the surefire bet for if there's Armageddon? That's gold. You know, those things. And then I could get breaking news stuff. So I can't do that stuff. I have to be quick. I have to catch this stuff in between Baked Alaska songs. And I need some new ones. Two people died in North San Diego County. They fell off a bluff while playing Pokemon. They fell off a bluff while they're playing Pokemon. Hold on. The walk back, the death. Firefighters had to rescue the two men who fell several stories after a sandy bluff they were standing on collapsed. The men were playing Pokemon Go. The one man fell 75 to 100 feet, and the other was found unconscious 50 feet down. Both were taken to area trauma centers. The men, according to firefighters, had crossed a fenced area to get the bluff. Now, I was getting that confused as far as the death with an Anaheim man who was playing the game into the wee hours Wednesday, was stabbed multiple times by a group of men at a park. The victim, who was in his late 20s, was using the app in Schweitzer Park in the 200 block of the Bel Air Street area. He encountered a group of men at around 12:30 a.m. Anaheim Police Sergeant Luis Carrera said five to six men ranging in the age of teens to 20s attacked the man and stabbed him several times. The motive for the attack has not been determined yet. I don't know if you can say that's Pokemon related. I don't know if you could say that's the guy was in the park playing Pokemon. Bunch of kids stabbed him to death. I don't know if you could say it was a Pokemon related stabbing. I think that headline's a little deceiving. I mean, if he was playing Madden. The new Madden's coming out in a few weeks. If he was playing Madden, would you say that? A man who is playing Madden football on his smartphone died because he got stabbed by 5 to 6 teenagers. See, they don't have a motive for the stabbing. They don't have a motive for the stabbing. So how do you link Pokemon to that death? Because the guy was in the park. The guy was in the park probably looking for sex. Okay? The guy was probably in the park looking for gay sex. He was cruising the park. And he probably made some creepy overture to one of these teens. And then the teen went and grabbed a bunch of his friends and they gay bashed the guy. I don't know if that had anything to do with Pokemon. But I guess what the article's saying is these things need to serve as reminders that you need to pay attention to your surroundings. Don't be so engrossed in Pokemon. Okay? Don't be so engrossed in the Pokemon. What the hell is wrong with our country? Seriously, what is wrong with our country? Huh? We've got some serious, serious, serious things going on in this hell world. He got Russia still making aggressive moves, forming alliances with Syria and jihad running rampant throughout the world. Wasn't too long ago where you had 50 people slaughtered at a nightclub at the hands of Islam. And people are playing Pokemon. People are falling off cliffs because they're so consumed with Pokemon. Pokemon. Wasn't Pokemon popular like 15 years ago? Like, what is wrong with us? Huh? What is wrong with us? We got riots in the street. We got civil unrest. People are playing Pokemon. Oh, God. And this list goes on and on. Law enforcement agencies have warned that the game could leave players vulnerable to criminals. In California, two men were reportedly robbed and carjacked Sunday while playing the game and trying to catch fictional characters at a Sacramento County park. Hundreds of miles south, a brother and sister were robbed of their smartphones while playing Pokemon in San Francisco. Two former Marines playing the game in Fullerton on Tuesday helped nab a man who was wanted in connection with attempted murder in Sonoma County. They notified the police after they noticed the man was bothering children at a playground. But in the world of Pokemon, it's not a crime. All the time, some bizarre happenings have also been associated with the game. In San Luis Obispo, Don Duval reported that his sober living facility, Sunny Acres, had been a designated stop at the latest Pokemon Co. craze. The facility houses released sex offenders, which is a concern for Duval because he said his clients can't be around kids. I have no idea what Pokemon is. I have no idea who put the stop, if it was sabotage, because we don't want kids showing up here. Bizarre. I like that the other things are like death and sending kids to a child molester home. A home that houses child molesters. That's just bizarre. That's just bizarre. That's just that's classified as bizarre. Sonny Acres. Well, we know to stay away from Sonny Acres and San Luis Obispo. Is Dan Duvall the owner of this sober living facility? I got to imagine, right? Dan Duvall reported that his sober living facility, Sonny Acres. Yeah, because he says it was a concern for Duvall because he said his clients can't be around children. Clients. They're clients.
Oh, God.
Pokemon. What the hell's wrong with us? Just stop. Just stop. Pokemon. So that was a LA Times story. Came through when we were taking our Baked Alaska break. Pokemon. Oh, Christ. I don't know what's going on with us. Pokemon.